Okay, we got everybody.
Okay, you're good.
All right, we'll do a call to meeting order for October 30th, 2017, the Grants Committee. Roll call, Judy.
Present.
Chrissy.
Here.
Liz. Bruce.
Here.
Jesse.
Yes.
Erica.
Here.
I am here. And then we have Helen missing, and she emailed, and James. So, all right, get a motion to approve minutes from the October 10th.
So moved.
Second.
I said October 30th date. This is, what is it? I was reading
October
the
October 10th.
November 6th. I was reading the top here, sorry.
Redo, start over.
I have motion and a second. So. Mm-hmm. All right, all in favor?
Who seconded it?
Right.
You seconded, yes.
Any public comment? No reports. New business, purchase requests. Have they gone?
Yeah, there's just one page.
Okay. Purchase request.
Got it.
You want me to ask her about them? Yeah. Did you didn't get them out of the...
No, I didn't have them in my box.
So we only had one page.
Yeah.
It was only...
Everybody had a chance to review the page.
So moved.
Second. Judy?
Yes.
Chrissy?
Yes.
Yes.
Bruce?
Aye.
Jesse?
Yes.
Erica? I vote aye. Administrative report.
So, employment and training. Federal budget is a bit of a concern. We have three possible scenarios. The president's budget cuts Title I-B, which is our funding stream, by 40%. The House version cuts it by 3%, and the Senate version keeps it whole. As you may recall, we got a big increase this year. I think a lot based on United States Steel and the addition of funds. So even if it was cut 40%, we would be just under what we had last year. But we're moving forward with the idea that it's going to be a small cut or no cut. So this morning, my managers and I sat down and completed a SWOT analysis, strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats for how we bring more participants in, we work better with businesses, and then with our one-stop partners that are required by the federal legislation. So we've come up with a few ideas. One thing that we've determined, marketing, we're a bit lacking. One of the ideas, one of our workforce board members is the interim dean of the School of Business at SIU, so I'm going to reach out to him about a graduate student who's working on a final project where they could come in and help us work on a marketing plan, so free of charge. The other thing is we've determined we probably need a bigger role in the business world, so we're looking at two things. One is possibly adding a second business rep, which we would split between our youth funding and our adult funding. Second thing is to get our business members who are on our local workforce board more involved in the process, trying to reach out to other businesses to get them involved. So federal legislation that we work under says 40% of our funds must be spent on training. Last month, the state workforce board decided in Illinois that that should be 50%. So we're looking at what we need to do to increase our numbers. Last year, I think we actually were over 50%, but that was with less money. So we're under the impression that the first year there's going to be a hold harmless agreement with that 50%. But going forward then, if you don't hit the 50%, you lose money. So we're in the process of reviewing that. One of the things with the businesses, if we can get more on-the-job training or apprenticeship programs, that goes into that training money.
So the state guideline supersedes the federal guideline?
Yes, they do. The state workforce board voted 50% as opposed to the federal regs, which was 40%.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's surprising.
Yeah.
So
that is a work in progress. As I know more, I'll let you guys know. But hopefully the budget will get worked out here in the next month as well. I think the continuing resolution is through like December 6th or 8th, so they're going to have to do something fairly soon. We'll have a clearer picture of what we need to do or what we can do.
Any questions for Tony? Thank you, Tony. Sharon, you got anything?
things you want to talk about, at least you want to talk about or ask, right? The CBG.
Yes, would you all like to revisit the pointing guidelines?
Of course.
We started, what I think it was August, then I had, take some time off. And then I'm back, so I was wondering when would be a good time. I know we're kind of rushed with IT being at 5 right afterwards.
Yeah.
So I didn't know if I wanted to have another meeting separate from this at another time so that we can really dive into that. I can answer all questions you've got. We can kind of go through scenarios as best we can about possible funding on based on applications we don't have yet. But there's a lot of things to talk about. And mm-hmm. We need to get back to it, but I didn't know how you wanted to do it.
When would it have to be done by?
I would think we would want to have it done by sometime in December to mid-January probably. And then we'd probably want to roll out a workshop with all of the municipalities probably end of January, early February. We kind of held it a little bit this year just because we were unsure about the federal budget.
Mm-hmm. So will we meet over at your place?
We
like
can.
We have in the
we
past?
We certainly can.
I mean, we've done it.
If we do it later in the evening, it might be easier for parking doing it that way. And
mm-hmm. All right.
Is there a day of the week for you all that doesn't work? I mean, do any of you work really late on certain nights of the week?
Mondays and Tuesdays are great for me.
Oh, they're good.
They're good.
Oh, they're good.
Because
I
don't have my kids.
We have a few people off. And whatever's good for the committee is all.
If you're going to do an evening, did you say an evening?
Yeah, an evening.
Probably an evening would probably be better.
Maybe around what?
Maybe 4 o'clock or 3 o'clock.
What time could you? It's good. She was thinking, lady. What time?
I can't get over here probably till 5:30 or 6. But if that's too late, I mean, if I'm the odd man out. I only get to these once a month because I make arrangements.
Personally, I think the newer board members should probably be really tricky trying to accommodate them. Just so that they can have all their questions answered. Mm-hmm. So if we need to do that, we can.
Can we all just email you our availability?
Are we talking just about a session to ask questions about what you currently have on paper? Or are we talking about a session for changes to
the
point
in the system.
Both.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I think they're going to go hand in hand.
Mm-hmm. Probably, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we'd have to come back again.
We can't do it right after this meeting because you and Ann have a meeting after that, right?
Do we
is
know
that a quick one?
Generally,
we do it?
How long I
Yeah, that would be nice if you could do it right
It's
right.
Usually less than an hour. It's sometimes.
And it's at 5.
45 minutes?
Your meeting starts at 5.
Yeah, I'm on that committee too.
Oh.
So if we did 6:30 or 7, would you all have time to scarf something down?
I'll make whatever work.
Yeah.
Whatever's better for the committee.
Is it too late for you guys?
If it's a one-time thing, we can make it work.
So do you want me to talk with Clint and get a couple of dates and email them out and we'll kind of do a polling?
Let's do that.
Do we want to do... I guess maybe the week after Thanksgiving would be the first possible.
Probably.
What is Thanksgiving?
Where
are
we at?
November
23rd.
It's almost
November 23rd.
4th Thursday. 2 weeks from Thursday.
4th Thursday.
What do we want to try and fit it in the week before Thanksgiving? Not the week of. Oh. Week of's too crazy usually for everybody.
That's next week.
Yeah.
We'll do it the week after.
It can't be next week.
So it's either that week, and that's just a week away, and then the 27th, and then you're into summer.
Yeah, we can do it that
week. Which week?
27th through the 1st, somewhere in there, December 1st. Would that be okay for everybody?
That probably would be my best week.
It's the week right after Thanksgiving. And
when's Black Friday?
I'll make it.
That's what I was thinking.
Are you going to be in town?
I was just trying to think.
Well, I'll be out of town, but I'll be back by the 27th, that Monday. I'm going out of town for Thanksgiving, but I'll be back that
So is the Monday or Tuesday better?
The 28th.
Can you do Tuesday?
I can do Tuesday the 28th.
At what time are you talking?
Tuesday would...
Is that bad for you?
Monday? No, Tuesday would be better.
Tuesday would be better.
Don't you think?
Okay.
Is everybody... No, I mean, I think it would be better, okay, we're coming back another night.
In the evening. Can you do the...
You don't have to make a...
And then I'm gonna go ahead and check when...
Do the 28th, the deliberate thing?
Why don't we just do it here? Be easier to do it here, wouldn't it?
Well, can we get here at 7:00 on Tuesday?
It'll be easy, if it's 7:00, it's probably gonna be easier to get.
Yeah, over there, than over here.
Okay.
So we're looking at 7:00 on November 28th?
I can do 6:00, if that's better, earlier. Can we be...
What, 6:00?
6:00 would be better.
Yeah, let's do 6:00.
What you think? 6:00.
I have a 6:00 meeting, but I will figure it out.
You sure?
Yeah.
You'll figure it out.
I was gonna say, mine starts at 6:30, but I'll just have to pass on it and come here
on Tuesday.
All right.
That's all right.
November 28th at 6:00 PM over at the Community Development Building.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and send out another...
6:00 on Tuesday.
Tuesday, 28th.
That's for the pointing and scoring.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. What else was there?
That's all I've got, thank you all.
Do you have anything, Jack? Yeah, we'll talk about the UDAG interest rates. Do you have anything?
Plus nine others have been talking about possibly lowering the UDAG interest rate. I don't think anyone has any interest in doing something like that.
What interest rate?
The UDAG loan interest rate, we're at 3% right now for 7 years, or...
It's 3% up to 7 years, and it goes from 7 to 10.
Looking at it to make it more competitive, to get more money out from the revolving loan into the communities, generating some more interest as well.
Right now, today's prime rate is at 4.25, but calling other communities and people I know in the banking industry, municipal loans going for around 3 to less than 3. The lowest one I found was 2.25, which is amazing, but that was also backed by grant money too. So different thing there, but most of them just over 3 to under 3. So we're in the range, but we could be a little more competitive on that.
3% for 7 years, 3% for 10 years.
I knew it was 3% for 7 years. What was 4% about? What would you talk about 4%?
If you go from 7 to 10 years, then it
goes to 4.
It goes to 4.
Okay.
And what this will really help about is too is some of the less well off communities around the county. I mean, talking to some of the bigger ones like Collinsville and some of the others, they have giant reserves. They don't need a loan for $100,000 usually. Mm-hmm. So they'll have the reserves. But some of the smaller townships and municipalities in the county, it's harder for them to get this stuff, and it will make the money cheaper for them to borrow. It would be better for their bank accounts.
Yeah.
I mean, we're in it to make money, but we're also here to help out some of these communities that are have a little bit harder time borrowing the money. So, how's everybody feel about that?
I think that would be a good idea to help, you know, when we can help out the smaller communities, because I know when they get matching grants or stuff like that, they have problems meeting what they have to also have, so.
So what would you go to?
It would be your guys' decision.
We could look and I'd say it'd be our decision really to do it.
What's the history on this? Has it always been 3% or?
Mm-hmm. Ever since I've been here. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you can go get a loan
No. A lot of the loans that government entities are getting, the reason they can get them at 3% or lower than 3% is because they're tax exempt. So that has a lot to do with the pre-qualification, if you have a good credit history and everything. With us, a lot of times, the one reason it's good for smaller municipalities and townships with us is we're not always doing the credit checks and stuff. That a bank will do that, and then they'll come in and, you know, oh, well, yeah, we'll give you an interest rate of 6.25, mm-hmm. you know. So, as I said, we can help out smaller mm-hmm. municipalities and townships by mm-hmm. doing this, because we can really, I mean, we're still making money.
Yeah.
So, like I said, I mean, we do need to make money on this, but we don't have to. No, we can help out. So.
Well, the 4% obviously in this market is just.
Yeah.
Doesn't make any sense at all.
Yeah, well, so I checked the Wall Street Journal prime rate today is 4.25, and I'm like, oh, wow. That's pretty high, actually.
But we don't do 4 unless it's a 7 to 10 years.
7 to 10 years. We have a few of those, but mm-hmm. some of them are deterred to wrap it up because of the jump in interest rate. Or one of the other things we could consider, too, is not having that tiered level. And maybe do away with the 3 and 4.
3% across the board?
Yep. Then our money would be out longer.
Could do that too.
Turn the 4% to 3%, 3% to 2.5.
That's true.
Yeah.
Have you asked, like, Rick Fasson or Chris Lesser how that would affect our investments and that type of thing?
There's
nothing. No, okay. I mean, it would be small, but. Their thought on it.
They don't have anything to do with this. This is completely us.
Totally different.
This is us. Nothing. Rick Fasson and Plusser. Treasurer and Auditor's Office, sorry.
So, like, yeah. Chris isn't investing this money if it's. Mm-hmm. No.
Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah, he invests money.
He does.
They do.
Right. And you do. Mm-hmm.
I didn't think so.
We earn it and then they invest it.
And put it in a bank and it gains interest.
Yeah.
If that's what we're calling investing.
Okay. That's.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, not really.
He's not.
When you say investing,
he's
I think.
He's not doing CDs or any type of.
Right.
No.
It's not playing the stock market.
I would imagine
no.
they have this under the money market.
Play the stock market.
Because he's got money markets and they have the CDs and the longer.
Right now, for a $100,000 loan, 3%, 7 years, we would earn about almost $11,000 in interest. If we took it down to 2.5%, we would earn about $9,100.
This was 7 years, but
2.5 compared to 3.
So it was about 1900.
Mm-hmm. But the thought is that where we might lose the 1900, we might do 2 of these loans instead of 1.
We might mm-hmm. get a lot more business out of this, actually.
Do you think we're losing people, communities from asking?
I hear it all the time about how high our interest rate is.
Oh, really?
What our rate is, yeah.
Then that proves it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we could review it every year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What the rates are.
Or more often if necessary.
Yeah.
Take it to the market.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's why I checked prime.
Fed raises interest rates. You think about raising the interest rates. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It wouldn't, I think, bother me if you did it, you know, quicker. If I got a loan at 2.5 and then someone else got it at 3 or 2, I mean, if you varied your rate all the time. If I was a municipality and then found out that Bethalto got it less than me, that would bother me.
Yeah, that's
every year in January.
I mean, I don't know.
That's because they don't all take the money at the same time.
I said the bank varies it every day.
The bank varies.
I call every day. What's your rate? And finally found a rate and plugged it in.
Right.
I guess they might feel that way since we're government, but.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I mean, it's something we can. I mean, is it something we're interested in looking into and doing?
Mm-hmm. Mr. Arnold sounds like it's something that we should definitely.
Right,
Would we like them to start on this? Sorry.
Yeah, I think so.
Do you want a motion from the floor?
It's new business.
That's
That's right. I don't think anything has to be voted on. We were just looking at it internally. We wanted to bring it to your guys' attention.
And start the process, get everything moving on there.
And bring it back to us.
Just change the loan application, right?
Yeah, that wouldn't be hard.
You probably send out emails and letters to local agencies too, let them know that we've reduced her rate. So they might get an uptick right off the bat.
Right. So. You could put the application together and bring it back next month.
Okay.
Start the new rate at the first of the year. Start the new rate at the first of the year.
Are there any other disadvantages other than losing a little bit of money, which really is countered by the benefit of it?
The one point that I would just say out loud, and it kind of goes back to Lisa's point, there were loans that were probably given out in October at 3%, and now we're going to make a change in December to 2.5%. So will we, are we open to refi? I don't think that's really a good option. But there might be some complaints from that.
It's like Bruce said, though, too, banks change.
Banks change. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's the game.
So, yeah.
That's true.
So, all right.
I guess the other downside is there's a chance we don't increase the loan number. There's still that chance. So in theory, we are just losing money, even though we are loaning it out. Not really losing money. You're still making money, but you're making less money.
Because there's no guarantee you're going to get additional loan.
Right.
No.
This year, recently, it was fairly active, but they were smaller than what we've seen in years past. They were in the $50,000 range, where in years past we have seen some for up to 500.
Yeah.
Well, and what he's talking about too, those smaller ones were all the smaller municipalities and townships he's talking about.
So when they don't take a loan from us, are they just not even taking one for improvements, or are they finding better rates elsewhere?
The smaller ones probably are not taking them.
The bigger municipalities will say that they can find better. Yeah. I mean, they start to our face when we offer it. They're like, I can go.
Yeah. Exactly.
Our PEP loan's in a similar situation right now. We run it at 3%. At a large municipality, they have a problem with their ice rink, one of the metal bars. Bent, broke, granted. And like, your rate's at 3%, I could go here and get it at 1.7 or something, you know?
Yeah. And I guess go ahead and get started on that. We'll bring it back for next meeting for a vote.
We should maybe mention that to Ann before the next meeting, because I feel like she's a numbers driven girl too.
In a minute.
She'll read it. Yes. Anything else out of community development? One other thing I have for old business. I checked. They're still receiving applications for the 8th. So far, we have 9 applicants. 3 from in-house. So I don't know names or anything. So that's what's going on with that.
The scholarship.
The new for director. Community development. So that's all I know about that. I'm just telling you what I know. Just keep everybody on the same page.
Well, according to what Sharon said at the last meeting, I was under the assumption we had to maybe get someone by December, or is that wrong?
We need to report back to DCEO. Maybe by next month's meeting we'll find out more, and then we can submit a report to them.
That's because on paper now Doug is the person, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is correct. Any other old business? No. If not, motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Perfect timing. We've seen you coming.